They are calling it the Allen.
Uh-huh.
Oh my Lord. That's awesome.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, presented by Premier Insurance Group, it's Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q, where, as always, we are celebrating, uplifting, and educating you on all things cool. So, you know, it wouldn't be natural if we don't talk about the Douglas County Fair with my partner in crime, Alan Painter.
Yes, I'm here. I tore myself away from fair food to make it here, so.
Okay, this is kind of getting famous on Facebook. Yeah. I literally got text messages this morning asking what your total is, your running total is.
Well, I'm a little behind, but I'll pick that up. I was only managed to get down two yesterday, but I
that's because you went back to the office.
Well, no, I walked by the Umpqua Dairy booth, and it's
that,
like I heard the ice cream calling me, and then I had to have a funnel cake. And
it's
I tried, but it's like I feel like I cheated on my wife with the mistress. It was like, oh, I should have gotten three sausages down.
Yeah, you literally are one behind, if not two.
I could make that up in a hurry.
I think tonight's concert, you need two.
Yeah, I was actually
Inquiring minds want to know what your total is at the end of the week.
Yeah, I was really ashamed of myself because I was actually only had one for a long time. I thought, before I went home, I grabbed another one. I wasn't even hungry.
So did you have three yesterday then?
I only had two.
Okay.
I only had two. But okay. I had one this morning.
Yeah.
And
there's a story about that now.
Well, it is. It's a little bit bad because, you know, we all live our lives and we want to leave our mark on the world. And what did you hear today, Shannon?
So I'm solely in the building so people understand. I'm not out walking around. I'm not in the food court, really. I'm in our building in our booth. And I hear that they have named a Italian sausage with pastrami and Swiss cheese, I believe, is a new twist to it. It's called the Allen.
Yes. I have reached infamy. I now have a sandwich named after me. You know, it's going to go down right with poor boys, and it's a legend. The legend lives on.
Yes. So if you go out there, please order that because I think they would find it hilarious. Let them know you heard it here on the radio. I'm from Allen, and get an Allen.
Hey, maybe I'll buy five, get one free.
Yeah.
Oh. Whoa.
Maybe they'll, if enough people go out there, you might get kicked a solid.
Absolutely.
You might get a freebie. But.
So stop by this. Now, it's the sausage one. It's the one against the fence. So when
very
you're walking
bright
in.
Colored. Very bright colored.
It's the, yeah, it really is. It's on the right. Make sure you go to the right one because they got sausage that's locally made in Grants Pass.
And I think it's big and says Italian sausage on it in huge writing.
Absolutely. And get the Italian sausage.
Italian
they've kind of expanded the menu now. They've got four sausages. Don't get anything else but the Italian, and then a little Swiss cheese, and they don't skimp on the pastrami. So and a little bit of mustard on top, and now I'll see y'all later. I gotta go get another sausage. Thank you. Oh man, it's got the craving.
Yeah. Yeah, please don't let there be a big line, or none of us will be okay tonight.
Yeah, when you see me, I should get expressed to the front. So if there's a line, just say stand over and let me pass. I don't want it to be no ugly scenes going on at the fair.
Craig Morgan.
Oh.
We're going to go watch that tonight. So everybody come on out and watch the show. And you'll probably see Alan with a sausage dog.
Yep.
Probably be accurate.
And one hand in sausage, one hand in a cold adult beverage. Because it really, sometimes that just the pastrami gets a little peppery. And that beer really kind of knocks that off. So keep a beer handy. But Craig Morgan,
okay.
I am pumped for. I am a huge Craig Morgan fan.
Because he's about America.
He's American. I don't know if anybody saw on Facebook, but I just reposted yesterday that, you can't even call him Mr. Morgan because he's just one of us. Anyway, he just re-upped in the Army and extended his tour. And, it's pretty much all just in support of the troops, but it was really cool he did it. But, he's, for those that don't know him, you're going to, if you go to the show tonight, you're going to hear a lot of songs and you're saying, oh, I didn't know he did that.
So I have an inside scoop for you on this.
Oh.
Because you've kind of been out and about. I haven't seen you much today. So I ran into Groobs when I went down to put the blanket down.
Yes.
For the show. And they had just interviewed him this morning while he was flying out here. So he's not with the bus and not with all the stuff and the fancy stuff y'all see. He was flying out here this morning when they did their radio interview. And he said for Douglas County to be ready for about 80% of his old school throwbacks. And I thought, Alan's going to be happy tonight.
Well, absolutely. Oh, no, there's one song that just rips me to shreds.
Right.
And I really hope he performs it. Because I was reading it. I actually read his book. And he doesn't always perform it because it can be quite emotional because when he lost his son. But, you know, it really is awesome how so many on Facebook and others really, really related to that song and how he shared it. But yeah, it really is. And he has enough just foot stomping, good country music. And even if you're not a huge country music fan, he's got a lot of up-tempo music. So be there. Yes, I will probably be walking in and out with one beer in each hand. They're not all for me. I'm a gentleman. I get them for my wife and every other lady sitting around there. Actually, of them are probably for me, but I'm going to use them for an excuse.
One's for me.
It's only because I mean lots of sausage and pastrami. So anyway, fair is awesome. So I want to see y'all there. Weather is today. Fair weather is a 9.95.
Yeah, it's just right. Well, you were talking about Craig Morgan. We were saying America, and he's all about that and supporting the troops. And that kind of just segues me right into this beautiful, lovely lady we have sitting in the studio with us, Kara Coughlin, who is with The Fallen Outdoors. So, Kara, welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me, Shannon. It's good to be back.
Yeah. So, okay, before we get started on all the good stuff you're here to tell us that's up and coming, can you just, I want to say Kara brought in a beautiful gift from when we sponsored another event up at Diamond Lake, and Alan sponsored it, and she brought in a beautiful gift and a photo.
We sponsored it.
You did.
It was us.
Yeah. And so can you, it's kind of fun for the listeners, they hear about these events, but they don't get to hear about the follow-up after it. So would you just tell us how that went and a little bit about that?
Sure. So we went up in the middle of June, and thanks to you guys for sponsoring Premier Insurance, sponsoring us, and we did an event called Diamond and Vets. We took 45 veterans up to Diamond Lake, and with the help of some volunteer boat captains, everybody got on. First we had breakfast for everybody, so everybody got to have a nice little breakfast. Then everybody got on some boats. They went out. We did some fishing. Everybody caught some fish. And then come back in the afternoon, have a nice lunch, give out some prizes and some swag and some, you know, different prizes for big fish and things like that. And just, it was a fabulous day. The smiles were just ear to ear on everybody, just to watch everybody interact and, you know, joking around with each other, laughing. It is just such a fun event every year. So this year we had a few people call and we were down to 45, but instead of 50, but it was a great event and cannot thank you enough for that.
Well, I want to thank you because the photos you brought and the way you put it in a book to share, it really was awesome. I mean, it really was. And I remarked to the girls, it's like, this is the best thank you we've ever gotten in the history of our company. I mean, it was so cool because, I mean, we'd like to be there for all these events, but we just can't. And to see the joy on these guys' face and the good time they had, and it's like, yeah, this is why we are part of this community. You know, it's just amazing. It's such an honor for us to partner with you to bring our heroes together. So, I mean, thank you for the picture. It was fantastic. It's a prominent place right in our office.
Oh, you're welcome. It's great to see it in there. I was in there the other day and got to see it up there, and it's really fun. And I just thought that you should see what you're doing. You know, it does not go unnoticed. The support that we have had from the community since we've started bringing the Fallen Outdoors has been amazing. And that event couldn't be possible without yourself. And Umpqua Survival is the other one that sponsors that event. So, I mean, just the partnership there and getting us out. And it's just amazing. It's so fun to see that.
Well, I think, you know, it really is. It's fun to be a part of it and see that, you know, really making a difference. Because a lot of times, you know, we sponsor stuff and get involved. And, you know, it helps, but it doesn't it doesn't matter in a year, or else to us it doesn't seem like it mattered a year. And to see this, this matters for a lifetime. And so if anybody wants to experience that joy of helping these guys out, that I'd encourage everybody to do what you can and support it, because it selfishly, I probably got more out of it than they did. So anyway, it was really awesome.
And then the next thing that we did recently, with a connection that, you know, of course, Shannon hooks us up over there. So did a talk at the Hunters Association dinner and got a connection there. And the Myrtle Creek Festival, we went down and had a booth at Myrtle Creek Festival, and we were just supported so well by the community with that. But another great thing is the Myrtle Creek Rock Crawl Committee took four veterans, and they got to ride in the rigs and do the rock crawl with them.
Oh, how cool.
And talk about amazing. We had one veteran who, a year ago, he was over 300 pounds, couldn't walk, was in a walker, had recently had bypass surgery, is getting healthy, and he got in one of those rock crawlers and did that rock crawl, and it was amazing to see his face.
How cool is
that? So just super cool. That community there, they just welcomed us with open arms and were so supportive. So that was another just fun, exciting event that we got to watch those veterans just enjoy.
Well, you know, by the time you're done, you know, and you start interacting, especially in this community who loves and supports our veterans. And by the way, isn't today at the fair for law enforcement?
It might honestly be. I believe it was. Don't have my little paper today, but I was trying to guess what today was.
I believe it. So we're kind of staying in theme, but it's like, you know, with you keep getting out there, you're going to be so busy with all this, you're going to say, oh, gee, what did I create? So you better get yourself some help and hang on, because it's they're going to keep you busy.
That's good. That's good. I'll take it.
So what's up next?
Dun, dun, dun. So the next thing we have up is actually the 20th of August. We are having a big community picnic, and this is for everybody to come just experience that camaraderie that we have as veterans and to support us. We are getting together. We are asking everybody to get out with your family the week before, go fishing. If you decide to go fishing and do that, bring that fish in, process it. Bring it to us. We'll put it on ice. We're going to donate that to the fish pantry, along with any canned food anybody wants to bring, so that we can kind of give it back to the community who's helping us. If you just Google search the Fallen Outdoors Bass Roundup, you will find the information on how to sign up. And an entry, it's $25 for adults, $15 for kids 12 and under. The entry will get you your picnic lunch. So we're going to do hamburgers, hot dogs, kind of a barbecue style, all the fixings. And then it will also give you a entry to some awesome prizes that we've had donated to us. So that is coming up on the 20th.
Well, we're going to leave that there with a teaser. So we're going to come back and give you more of the specifics on that event after a quick commercial break. So back with more of Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance, in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. This is Your Q here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Welcome, welcome, if you're just joining us. I'm Shannon Sebastian.
I'm Alan Painter.
And we have Kara Coughlin with the Fallen Outdoors here with us.
Hello.
So, Kara, when we went to break, you had just mentioned about the smallmouth bass event and family picnic and all that goodness. There's a lot happening, a lot of good stuff. So let's break it down part by part. Like, when will, like, what time will this event start?
So the picnic and giveaways, we're going to start around 12 o'clock. We are going to have a bunch of games. The actual fishing portion of it, because of ODFW regulations and everything. It's not really part of the picnic. That is just, we want you to get out with your family and go out and do some good old-fashioned fishing and spend some time together. You can do that at any time. It doesn't have to be even that weekend. So you can go out this weekend or next week, whatever you want to do. It's not, you don't even have to go fishing. We just encourage it highly. So basically then on Sunday at noon, we're going to start the event. We're going to be doing some good old-fashioned games. We've got cornhole. We're going to do beanbag races. We're going to do just some good old family picnic games, different prizes and events for that. And then we'll eat. We have some great presentations that we're doing, some surprise gifts that we're giving out that that day. And then, of course, the entry gets you for some gifts. So we have an adult package of prizes, and we have kids package of prizes. So there's some pretty cool prizes we're giving away.
Man, you don't have any spare time, do you? I mean, holy smokes.
No.
Oh. Well, you better love what you do, obviously. You
I
know?
Do. I do. I do.
That's like, my goodness. It's like busy, busy. So.
Well, and I don't know if Alan knows what your day job is, Kara.
I don't think you have one. You can't have a
day job. She has one, and wait for it.
I'm a patient advocate at the Roseburg VA.
Holy smokes. So you serve them on the clock and off the clock. I got a hand to do because, you know, I certainly don't like to do insurance in my playtime. You get, you know, but what a reward. What a great, great, you know, program.
It is very rewarding. It's really, for me, it's my own therapy. It is to be able to see my fellow veterans and, you know, especially the ones that absolutely need that extra therapy, that camaraderie with people. And that's not something, you know, a lot of people who aren't veterans or aren't in that community might not understand how much that means to everybody. And that's one of the things we want to do with this event we're having on the 20th is to invite the community in to kind of feel what that brotherhood is. And, you know, I say brotherhood, but, you know, sisterhood, brotherhood, we're all
definitely.
In there.
Definitely.
But, it, you know, it's a thing. It really is a thing. And unless you've been around it, you might not see what that means to everybody. And so this is us inviting the community to join us and help support us, of course, because, you know, that's how we do what we do. We are a complete nonprofit organization. So this is a fundraiser for us, but it's also... We want to have fun. We want to get to know. We want people to get to know us and what we do and for us to be able to give back to the community as well at the same time.
Well, you know, and what an honor for us. I mean, it really is because, you know, that brotherhood is such a special gift that you know, veterans have. And to be invited to be able to sip that, we'll never truly understand it. But to be able to sip that is like what a gift it is for us. And I encourage everybody to participate in this. And especially if you got kids at home, you know, get them there. We need them to understand that these wars weren't just something that happened on a movie, that they were real and they weren't as glorious as what it showed on the big screen, and that a lot of the injuries came home with them. And so to be able to witness these guys up close and see that brotherhood and that love and that patriotism, you know, that's huge. So where was this again?
So it is on not this coming weekend, but the following weekend. So the 20th of August at River Forks Park.
Okay.
If you can get online, again, you can just Google search the Fallen Outdoors Bass Roundup, and it will take you to the webpage that you can sign up to participate in the event. And then there's also some sign-up sheets that give you information down at Umpqua Survival. He's got some there at his little information booth by the door as well. If you don't mind, I can give you some today if you want to take them down and they can
Absolutely.
See them at Premier Insurance.
And we'll put them down at the booth at the fair too.
Perfect. And so we really just trying to get everybody down there on the 20th. It's going to be from 12 to about 5. We'll probably be doing the giveaways, which you can adult in the adult portion. You can earn. We've got a wall tent. Davis Wall Tents has donated a wall tent to give away. We've got some a really cool setup that Umpqua Survival helped us
hooked
us up. I know, right?
Carlos and the
so
boys.
Awesome, yep. Right? So, yeah, we've got some really cool, these chairs that they have. They're, I forget what type of chair. Eureka chairs, I think. But they're like little director chairs. They're awesome with a nice fire pit, all kinds. It's a really cool little camp setup that we've got. We've got some a hoverboard for the kids. It's cool. They can hook up their Bluetooth so you can play music out of your hoverboard. A really cool archery set, some walkie-talkies. We've got a bunch of wildlife safaris donated, some giveaway. We've got things, you know, our big sponsors, Aviva Health, Lithia, CHI Mercy, Bailey Veterinary Clinic. We just can't thank them enough locally. We've had so many little Dave's Baits. You know, we just had so many local communities that have just donated, and all kinds of baskets and certificates and things. So we have a lot to give away, and we just need people down to join us so we can give them some stuff.
I know you got to be careful here, because, you know, this community and really this country, businesses support veterans so much. It's like they will give if you ask, and all of a sudden you got a lot of work to do. So it's pretty cool seeing this list of all the sponsors on there. I mean, it's pretty amazing. I mean, just so I plan on being there. So Angie, write that date on our calendar, because you know I never remember anything. So
I'd love to see Angie. Haven't seen her in a while.
I left her. I was at the booth, and she was in there with us, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh my gosh, am I supposed to be on the radio right now? Instant panic. And I grabbed for anybody's phone to see what time it was, and I'm like, I gotta go. Like Superman in a phone booth, I changed.
So I was out for a while, so I can see what the girls are down there doing a lot of gossiping and talking down there, and lost track of time.
Yeah. I could lie to you, but I'm not. We were talking about all kinds of stuff and some crazy stories, which you know most of them. But anyway, it was pretty
funny. Probably the butt of most of them. So it's like,
actually, Margie was telling them. So you were safe. You were good.
Okay.
She was telling on herself. So and they were, Margie Hall.
Yeah.
Hysterical today. She had our booth in stitches. So anyway, I just love how much energy and effort you put into everything that you do. And if it wasn't for the radio show, if it wasn't for working at Premier Insurance and you doing what you do, I wouldn't have you in my life. And every time I see you, I light up and I get happy to Facebook message or any whatever it is. So I feel like I've been blessed by this radio show tenfold, and by what we've done here, because we've met some pretty amazing people like this from doing the radio show. And it just is like, sometimes I'm like, why do I do a radio show? Why are we doing this?
I do. I got to admit, I was probably there a couple of days ago. It's like, what's the point? I mean, we love doing it, but it's like, it is a big commitment. And it's like, and then it's like, oh, that's right. That's
right. And then it's people like Kara that come into your world, and you're like, okay, that's why. A, Premier's making a difference by sponsoring these events and being helpful and kind and generous and, you know, a part of the community. And then you're doing your part and helping veterans. And so it's so beautiful to see networking done in such a beautiful way. And I'm really proud of the show for that.
Well, it was like, you know, and I, like I said, I truly was thinking about that the other day. And it was like, take a breath, and it's like, you hear this voice, and it's like, the Lord has you right where He wants you to do His work. Mm-hmm. And that's not always our work. So, and to see that come about, and it's like, wow, His work is a lot more cooler than my work. So, you know.
Well, being in the booth today, too, it was like, oh, Premier Insurance, are you guys the one that do the radio show?
Hey, like, thank you, people. I was wondering if people even read, because we don't talk
correlate
about
it. Yeah, that they correlate the two or whatever. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, oh, so Alan and whatever. And then the person said, and what's your name? And I said, oh, I'm Shannon. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're Shannon? I didn't know that. And I'm
you're normal.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm just here getting entry forms at the fair. I'm a normal, everyday, average Joe. Well, but it was super cool, you know, to have a couple people come by and say that. And then when they said, is this you? You know, from my card, I said, yeah, and you do the show? I was like, that's really cool. Like, to have people really appreciate it. And they're like, oh, you're my ride, what I listen to when I drive home after work, or I listen to it every Thursday at my business, or whatever. And so this is our way of trying to help organizations like yours spread the word about activities like this and community events. And I'm just really grateful for it today after, which I wouldn't have experienced that per se had I not been at the fair today and had those people come up. So thank you for sharing, everybody.
And thank you for remembering, because we're not going to get on here every week and bang your head about insurance. I mean, let's face it, insurance really isn't that much fun. If it wasn't for people, I'd be doing something else. So we appreciate you guys out there. And, you know, time is the most valuable thing that we can give. And we appreciate your time. So it's awesome to hear it's worthwhile. And then to hear the stories on how we, not me and Shannon, but we, you, us, and everybody together, we are making a difference in people's lives. And we're selfishly all benefiting from that. So it's really cool. So
I'm selfish about it now.
And this is a show also that in today's climate and where everything is, to be able to get on the radio and, you know, I'll hype you up a little bit, to get on the radio and hear positive things is just few and far between. So thank you for doing that for us and our community.
Well, I appreciate it, because, you know, really, it's like we're saying, it's like, I still don't know why, because this is really how our office is. I mean,
maybe we censor ourselves a little bit.
Oh yeah, because Kyle over there was saying, you know, the words that we're not allowed to say. But this is pretty much our office in a nutshell. So it's like, I'm warning anybody that comes into our office, it's not typical.
No.
All right, and so you'll be greeted by the dog, by Jax. I mean, it's really laid back. If you want to hang out for talk for an hour or two, it happens all the time. So anyway, but thank you all. I really mean it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you all for making these programs a success and allowing us to be a part of it.
Yeah. Kara, I want to make sure that people know how to find you on social medias or websites or whatever before we finish up here. So please.
So the Fallen Outdoors West Coast page on Facebook. You can also get online. And the Fallen Outdoors national page does have a web page. My name is Kara Coughland. And you can find me through that Fallen Outdoors page. But if you get on, like I said, just Google the Fallen Outdoors Bass Roundup and it will get you right to it takes you to the event page for the Fallen Outdoors and it'll get you right to where we're at. And come see me on the 20th at River Forks Park. I will be there all day and would love to see you.
Well, we look forward to it. So thank you for taking time out of your extremely ridiculously busy days to come down here and share with us again today. So, all right. Well, it's time for a break already. It blows by so fast every time you're here. It's crazy. We'll be back with the Local Business Buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival in just a moment.
Is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your queue. I'm Shannon Sebastian.
And I'm still Alan Painter, hanging out here longing for my sausage.
You are the famous Alan Painter, who is the inspiration for the Italian sausage sandwich named the Alan.
The Alan.
This is true. This happened at the fair, Kim. So now joining us in the studio for the Local Business Buzz is Kim Torres, who is the owner of Kim's Closet out in Green. So welcome, Kim.
Thank you.
The Local Business Buzz is where people who own a locally owned and operated business can come and kind of give us a little bit of their backstory and tell us a little bit about their business. So let's start out with, how did you start Kim's Closet?
Well, ever since I was in the sixth grade, I have been a plus-size girl, and I've always wanted to start a clothing store because there was never any cute items for plus-size girls. So 4 years ago, after retiring from my government job, I decided to open a store, and at that time, it was only size 18 and up. Since then, and all the business closures around here, I am now doing all sizes and have been for about 2.5 years now. So I have all sizes in my store, both new and used, gently used items. Very picky. I do offer store credit for gently used items when they bring stuff in. So that's how I obtain most of the items that I have.
So when you mean store credit, so like if somebody brings in I know you have like brand name stuff like Miss Me's and all these higher end great jeans and stuff. So then somebody brings in a nice or gently used, like you said, pair of pants or something, then you give them store credit to use to shop in your store.
I do. I do try to do that only in bulk just because I can't do one for one. But yes, if you bring in gently used items, I'm always looking for name brands. There's no Walmart or Kmart in my store. It's all the better brands such as Miss Me and Silvers, Vigo's, American Eagle. There's so many really good brands out there.
So how long, when did you start the business?
I started in October of 19, and by January of 20, I was shut down for 3 months because of COVID. So it's been a struggle, but the more I get out there, the more people are learning about me and what I'm doing.
Okay, so I see you post and that you're on Facebook quite a bit. Like, your social media is how you get things out. At least that's how I see it. So I feel like you're doing an excellent job. So if people haven't heard of Kim's Closet, then they must not have social media, because you do a really great job. I just want you to know that.
That is correct. I do social media. That's the most of my advertising. But I also do a lot of events during the summer, like the Myrtle Creek Summer Festival. I also did the Winston 4th of July celebration. I'm getting ready to do the Melon Festival in September. So I hand out a lot of business cards then, and a lot of people get to learn about me at that point.
Now, I just want our listeners to understand that my silence doesn't mean I'm dead. All right? So if you're worried about me, I'm out of this. I thought it was for Kim's Closet. I was like, well, maybe Kim's had a lot of guns in her closet or something cool. So I'm here, so don't fear. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So one of the things I noticed, because I do see your posts, is that you kind of, I don't want to say acquired because they weren't gifted to you, but you've been shopping lately. at a major brand store. So I know you know what I'm talking about, but tell me a little bit about that latest adventure.
Well, I have been acquiring formal dresses for over 4 years now, both new and used. And recently, David's Bridal went out of business in both Eugene and Medford. And I made a trip to both of them and bought another 300-plus dresses. So I have close to 2,000 formal dresses now and about 60 wedding dresses.
It's almost got as much as you, Angie.
Yeah, so Alan's wife, Angie Painter, has been involved, as I did in the past, with Miss Douglas County, and so all the pageant girls. So we now have a place to go. We have a closet that people can donate stuff to, you know, and a lot of the past candidates have done that. But, yeah, so we don't really have that kind of store here. We don't have a mall. We don't have anything like that. So now people can find something local. And I know that's a big leap of faith. Like you said, 300? Is that right? Like how many dresses?
I just bought 300 more. I have almost 2,000 now.
2,000?
Oh, my gosh. Where do you put this?
I have a huge shop on my property.
Okay. That's what I'm wondering. I'm like, where in the world do you put this? That's nuts. So that's, but then you haul them in like when it's kind of that season, or how do you do it with that many dresses?
No, I have way too many dresses. So my shop is only about a mile from my store, and my roommate does not work. So she shows the dresses for me during the day. That's why it's usually appointment only. But yeah, I have them go out to the house. I've got two dressing rooms set up in there so they can try things on, and yeah, works out perfect.
I was dying to ask that question because I'm like, logistically in my mind is spinning and the gerbil wheel's going. I'm like, how in the world? I know your spot where you're at. Where are all those things? So that makes good sense to me. But I do want you to tell people where your shop is located.
My store is located at 4601 Carnes Road next to Ray's and Green, and my home is about a mile away out Roberts Creek, and that's where I house all the dresses.
So somebody wants to make an appointment to see a dress, they come call you at Kim's Closet, or they come in the store and then you arrange that for them?
That is correct. And a lot of times if they come into the store because my roommate's not working, I can send them directly to my house and they can look right then.
That's it. So what are your hours? When can people come to your store?
My store is open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 to 6.
Tuesday through Saturday. I'm glad you take a day off.
Absolutely.
I don't take days off.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're closed, because, I mean, honestly, I feel like a lot of people who are opening are, like, putting these hours out there, like, I'll be here all the time, and I think that's nice. I feel like you're valuing your time, too, and that's nice to see as a business owner that you're a tiny bit taking care of yourself.
Well, a lot of my weekends are spent working on the dresses upstairs or doing laundry from things that I've brought in because nothing goes out on my floor without being washed first. So that's what my weekends consist of.
I'm having a panic attack. I mean,
Welcome to my world.
Having four daughters, holy smokes, it's going to cost me a lot of money. You know, normally it's like, oh, cool, you know, but you can hear my wife, well, cool, everything's on sale. Oh, cool, that means you buy five. You know.
Okay, now, I was going to say no because her stuff is not store price.
Exactly.
Actually. But now I see your anxiety. Yeah, but that time's passed for you, so just take a deep breath and let it go. Just think Italian sausage.
Tell my house that.
Maybe not. Maybe we still got Lena doing some damages. So, anyway, I do see you on social media a lot and posting things and specials. Like, you do all kinds of things. You're always mixing it up out there. So, if somebody comes one week, they should not be expecting the same thing the next week.
Not necessarily, because things do change in my store quite often because of the trades that I take in. Just to let you know, too, this Saturday, we are having the parking lot sale. So all of the vendor spaces have been filled. I'm going to have a sale. Cheryl's next door is having a sale. There's going to be a bunch of vendors in the parking lot selling all their stuff. So
cool.
Should be a good time.
Well, so what are the hours for that, just out of curiosity?
I believe that's from 9 to 5.
9 to 5. Okay. So if you want to go before, during, or after, or aren't going to the fair, there you go.
Yep.
There's something else for you to do.
Go shopping, then jump right on the bus.
that could work, too.
And come get an Allen.
And come get an Allen at the Italian. You don't even know about this whole thing, Kim, and I'm sorry about it. It's an obsession, and it started a month ago. No, it started years ago, but we start talking about it on the radio about a month before fair.
Yeah, we start getting smell.
It's kind of a problem.
Sorry.
So your Facebook page or website or anything that you could give the people on how to find you other than your next raise?
Yes, I don't have a website because, honestly, I think Facebook has done wonders for me in social media. But a lot of times people can't find me because I had to be different and spell my business name KIMZKLOZET. So you'll always want to make sure that you're using the correct spelling when you're trying to locate me.
Or that you're using Kim's spelling.
Yeah. Correct.
Is that the correct spelling or just use her cool spelling? That's what we'll call it.
Yeah, don't forget to get the Z's.
Don't forget the Z's in there. So it's back to school time. So now that you're open to all different sizes, do you also have children's then?
I don't have any children's clothing in my store. I have just started collecting some little girl dresses because of the father-daughter dance. I had a lot of people contact me to see if I had little girl dresses, and I did not, but I am starting to accumulate them now. So I should have those by next February.
For young adults, then.
So they still need clothes, too. You know, you got your teens and your whatever, and everybody's all different shapes and sizes. So I see from what you put out there that you do carry, for at least the women, a lot of different sizes, brands, high-end, all of it. So jackets, accessories, all of it. So correct me if I say something that's not right, because I'm going off these posts in my head, and I truthfully feel like, nope, there's a picture of that, and there was a picture of that on there. So, all right. So tell everybody again the address of your shop and your hours. One more time here.
Okay, it's Kim's Closet at 4601 Carnes Road. I'm in suite number 3. It's right next to Ray's in Green at Kelly's Corner. If you've been around for a while, you know exactly where that's at.
Mm-hmm.
And I am open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 6.
All right, everybody, so go out and see Kim at Kim's Closet. Thank you for being on today. We really appreciate taking time out of your busy day and getting coverage at the shop for you to be able to be here. And we just hope you have a lot of people run out and check you out and see what's happening out there. No doubt you will.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So we'll be back with more of your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Back in a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. I'm Shannon Sebastian, still.
Alan Painter, still waiting to get out of here.
Reporting for duty.
Wanting my sausage.
We have a few more minutes.
I know, but it's like dragging along.
Hank.
Now we're getting to the end. It's like,
hang in there, big guy.
Oh, this next 7 minutes is going to be heck, you know.
Oh, come on, man up. You can do it. But I kind of want to challenge Douglas County.
On what?
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Uh-oh.
If you're listening, or if anybody has this on and you're going to the fair, please spread the word. Either come by our booth and get a picture with our now celebrity Alan Painter, or if you see him out and about, or go buy a sandwich.
Yo.
The Alan at the Italian Sausage.
I need to have shirts
The
made.
Funny thing is these people don't even realize how much free advertisement they have gotten for like a solid 6 weeks. So.
I need to have shirts made. I ate an Allen.
Oh, gosh. That's traumatic to me. So we didn't get to say it when Kara was on here, or I forgot to mention it, but she brought us the Fallen Outdoors shirts that are wicked awesome. And
I got to mention these shirts.
Yes, please do.
You know, I saw the front, and it's like, oh, cool. It has Fallen Outdoors and has some soldiers and pictures of sportsmen. Then I unfolded it. And I looked at the back. Sorry, I know I'm sound like a can there. I got away from there. And I opened up the back, and it's like, this kind of gut punched me. And I'm not feelers, all feelers like Shannon. So
I didn't even open mine, so I'm pretty grateful.
Yeah, it says on the back, and it has a picture of a M16, you know, with a soldier's helmet, you know, typically what they do when a soldier passes on. And it says, living our dreams because they gave up theirs. And it's like, says it all.
Think about that. Yeah, there's a veteran booth out in our building. I've seen a lot of them, veterans walking around the fairgrounds with their Army, Marines, whatever hats on, you know, for whatever branch of the service they did. So, you know what? Think a veteran today or a law enforcement officer, like Ellen said, it being Law Enforcement Day and Service Day and stuff like that. It's like, if you see somebody, thank them. If you're genuine about it, and
if you appreciate what you have, and I tell you what, as soon as I'm walking out here, I'm peeling off this golf shirt and putting on this green. What kind of green is that?
It's like a forest green.
Okay, so I'll be wearing my new shirt.
This one's mine's burgundy. It looks like
this
maroon.
Says "Fallen Outdoors" on the front, and has a "Living Our Dreams Because They Gave Up Theirs" on the back. If you see me wandering around at the fair with a big sausage dog, give me a high five. I mean, it may have a little bit of mustard in it, but give me a little high five, all right?
Yeah, I think for Craig Morgan, that's appropriate shirt. Like,
absolutely.
That's a wicked cool shirt. So.
Absolutely.
That's what I was telling Ellen. We should wear our shirts tonight because that was really nice of her to do that. But she's always doing something nice. Yep.
It is kind of cool. It's like a mini Memorial Day today.
This is.
It really is. I'm looking forward to getting out there and, you know, seeing Craig, and then I know our local heroes will come up, you know, be there in great numbers. And so anyway, just want to wear my shirt and say I love you all, and I appreciate you guys letting us be a part of your world for a little bit, and I'm looking forward to this picnic and to be able to visit with some of y'all.
You know what's really cool is how many times have we done a show or a radio show, because the first half is usually community events and things like that, where Umpqua Survival is a sponsor.
Absolutely.
Like almost every single one of them,
absolutely,
honestly, on our show, which is crazy, because then they partner and cover the local business buzz and are an additional sponsor for that segment so that people can come on here free of no charge and talk about their locally owned and operated business. So it's just so cool that that's kind of our partner in crime with this segment, and to then hear about how actively involved they are in so many things that support veterans, the same exact ideals that we have. So
it's funny.
Just super
it's
cool.
Like I said earlier, it's just the Lord has us exactly where He wants us. And then He brings in partners for us that are exactly where He wants them to be too.
Yeah.
And we all have this like vision. And then we find out, we start looking around. It's like, you know, I'm not unique. There are tons of people in our community that feel this way. And we just, it's, been fun to shine a light on them.
Yeah, just need to band together, because that's kind of seeming like what it's happening now that we've been doing this in the show. We're seeing this consistent stream of people and names and the businesses that really support their veterans and are behind them. And so
I'm really cool and
proud of you and proud of Premier Insurance and us for being in that list.
I'll tell you what, it is a blessing. And, you know, it really is cool. And it really is nice because it allows us to kind of tune out all the crap. And focus on the good stuff, because there really is so much more good happening in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the garbage that we intake every day, I mean, I'd say 98% of it's not in our area. You know, it's coming out of Salem. It's calling from Portland. So it's like...
We just need to be a filter.
Yeah.
Just get rid of it. Squeeze it out.
You know, shove that to the side and focus on our community. And it's generally all positive. And you really, truly are a wonderful community.
Absolutely.
Individually, you're a wonderful people. And it's fun to see you at the fair. So please visit us. Stop by our booth in the... air conditioned building, whatever the heck it's called. I don't know. It's the one with AC in it. So Shannon will be there. Logan dang well better be there all the time. And I'll be in there.
Sneak out for a concert.
Yeah, maybe. I'll be in there between sausages. So.
And come support the local kids. They got the auction coming up on Friday. So if you want to support an FFA kid or a 4-H'er or at least talk to them when you come in the barn. But I also need, before we go real quick, to say that Kat Hughes, you are the winner of the Umpqua Survival $25 gift certificate this week.
Another woman.
We'll get a hold of you and let you know how to pick that up. So anyway, that flew by.
That was fun.
Super fast.
Now I'm going for sausage.
Now we're out.
See ya.
We're coming back to you, Douglas County Fair. So we'll be back there shortly as soon as that little line will let us through. So anyway, you know what to do, Douglas County, and that is be kind.
God bless you all.
And we're going to add go buy an Italian sausage named the Allen.
Go get the Allen.